Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Now, back to the courtroom.
All right, you may be seated. Call your next witness.
State calls Karen Poole.
Stand before the judge, raise your right hand.
Do you swear affirm under penalty of law that the testimony you'll give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, have a seat talking to the microphone. Thank you.
Ma'am, state your full name for the record.
Karen Ann Kuhn.
And how do you spell your last name?
K-U-E-H-N.
How are you currently employed?
I am a stills photographer on film sets and sometimes a wrangler.
What does a stills photographer do on film sets?
We document scenes, behind the scenes, and do gallery work and specials for billboards, posters, whatever the production needs.
Okay. Were you employed as the stills photographer on the set of Rust?
Yes.
And if you recall, can you estimate for us approximately how many photographs you took during the time that you were working on Rust? Do you have any idea?
Maybe 9,000.
Okay.
About 2,000 a day at the most, probably.
Okay. I am going to... Well, before you came in today, did you have an opportunity to review one of the photographs that you took?
I did.
Okay. I am going to ask the court to admit State's Exhibit 165... I believe there's no objection.
No objection. All right, thank you. 65 is admitted. You may publish.
Yes. It's off.
Oh, did it go off?
Yep. It went off again.
It
here.
Just went off.
I can turn if you want.
No, you're fine. But these guys will take care of it.
Don't touch you.
I'm not. I never do.
Yes.
Ma'am, do you recognize this photo?
I do.
Can you tell us the date that this photo was taken?
I believe it was on the 15th.
Of what month?
October.
And would that have been 2021?
Yes.
And do you recognize this person here?
Yes, that's Hannah.
Okay. And who's this person here?
Alec.
And why were you taking this photo?
I just shoot a lot, and I think the behind the scenes is really interesting, what's going on. So they're having a conversation about what's about to happen, and
okay.
That's it.
Do you know what this is in Ms. Gutierrez's hand?
It looks like the gun belt. I'm guessing for Alec.
Okay.
Or a bandolier, one of those.
Okay.
I see a gun in it.
All right. I'm going to zoom in on this photo.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Yes.
When you look at, well, tell us what's in that gun belt.
Ammunition and a gun.
And do you notice anything about the center primers of the ammunition that's in that belt?
One is silver and quite different from the other three, four.
All right. And that was October 15th, you said, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'll pass the witness.
Cross-exam.
Can I leave this here?
Yeah.
You can use it. You can set things on it if you want. Thank you.
Good morning, Ms. Kuhn.
Good morning.
Is it true that you were budgeted for 5 days of work for the entire show?
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever tasked with taking any pictures of guns pointing into the camera?
Yes.
Who made you take pictures of guns pointing into the camera?
One of the junior producers, Ryan Smith, emphasized that I should get as many shots of guns pointed into the camera as possible.
Okay, so then you were told to do this on many occasions?
Maybe twice.
When those photos are taken of guns pointing into the camera, are they actually pointed at you, directly at you then?
When it's the gallery shoot, yes, and those guns have to be checked by the armor before, which I trusted was happening because she was nearby.
When filming in New Mexico, did it appear to you that Alec Baldwin was the boss?
Yes.
Did you ever see anybody tell Alec Baldwin no?
No.
And in terms of the structure, did it appear that other producers were below him?
Yes.
Did you see other producers on the set frequently?
Yes.
How frequently did you see other producers on set?
Pretty much every day I was there.
Were the other producers sometimes even in some of the photos that you were taking?
Yes.
You had to Photoshop them out?
No, I don't do Photoshop.
Okay. What about Gabrielle Pickle? Did it appear to you like, well, first, did you have interactions with Gabrielle Pickle?
Very little, just the initial deal.
Did it appear to you, in your perception, that the budget was a major concern to Gabrielle Pickle?
That's her job. She's the line producer, I believe, and so she has to come in according to whatever the budget is.
Okay. Do you recall believing that she was trying to be cheap, to cheap everybody down?
On the lower tier, lower budget shows, that's what they all do.
And that's what you observed from Gabrielle Pickle on this show?
I didn't get involved with her about everybody else's deal, just my deal, and I just made a deal with her, and that was it.
Okay, but I'm trying to get at your perception of her, and whether, in fact, I'm not sure if you're quite answering, did you believe that she was cheap, cheap, cheap?
I don't have an opinion.
Do you remember testifying or making statements about your opinion of her previously where you said she was cheap?
Well, that was the nature of the show. It was a low budget tier.
Okay, and I'm not asking about that. I'm asking about your opinion about Gabrielle Pickle and whether you once believed she was cheap, cheap, cheap.
I don't recall if I said that, then I said that.
Would it refresh your memory to look at a transcript of your pretrial interview in this case?
If I said it, then okay. I said it. I mean, that was the overall feeling with everybody. Everybody's always trying to get more money. That's just the way it goes.
Okay. Thank you. Were you actually in the church at the time of the shooting incident in this case?
I was.
And do you recall ever seeing Hannah Gutierrez in the church at that time?
I do not. I saw her outside.
Would you agree with me that after lunch, right before the shooting, everybody on set was rushing to get the set all up and going?
I would agree with that.
I don't believe I have any other questions for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Kuhn, I want to ask you a couple questions about taking photos of guns pointed at the camera. You indicated that you thought that Ms. Gutierrez had checked the gun.
I believed so.
Let me ask you, did Ms. Gutierrez check the gun in your presence?
Not that I recall.
And how many movie sets do you think you've worked on that had armorers?
Over a dozen.
In your experience, does the armorer generally check the gun in the actor's presence or the assistant director's presence?
Yes.
Did that happen in this case?
I didn't see that. I also came into the church a little bit later.
And I'm not talking about inside the church. I'm talking about with you, when you were taking those photos.
Right. I just don't recall. I wasn't paying attention to that. I was paying attention to just documenting what
okay.
was going on.
Well, would you recall if Ms. Gutierrez showed you the dummy rounds and shook them for you when she put
yes,
them in the gun?
I would recall that, but I don't.
Okay. So is it your testimony that that did not happen?
I don't know. I don't know if she checked them. It's not my job.
She didn't check them in front of you?
No.
Okay, understood. was Ms. Gutierrez present for those close-up shots of guns pointed at the camera?
She was nearby. We were in a very small space outside of a barn for a gallery shoot, and I asked her to check everything, and I trusted that she did that, and I was inside and working with the talent on those days, and that that space is probably 20 by 30, very small. You can't have a lot of people in there.
Okay. You were asked some questions about Ms. Pickle and the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Do you generally work on movies in the state of New Mexico?
Yes.
You live in New Mexico, right?
Yes.
And are a lot of films that are made in New Mexico low-budget movies?
It's a mix. It's a mix.
Okay. Do you have any knowledge about New Mexico tax incentives and how that happens with regard to different tiers of movies?
Not enough to talk about, but okay. I know they get a discount if they hire our local crew, which we appreciate.
Okay, of course. Understood. On October 21st, 2021, when you were inside the church, and I'm talking about shortly before the incident where Ms. Hutchins was shot, were you paying close attention to Ms. Gutierrez and what she was doing?
No, I was paying attention to Alec because he was handling a gun. As I walked in the church, I thought, there's some shots happening, photographs. So I kind of went right in to get some photos of him. And then he pointed at me to get out of the way and out of his personal space.
Okay. I don't have anything else. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You're excused.
Thank you very much.
Next witness.
State calls Marissa Popple. Thank you, ma'am.
for the judge, raise your hand.
Do you swear or affirm under penalty of law that the testimony you'll give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Have a seat, talking to the microphone.
Sorry, I didn't realize we were still presenting on the screen. Let's leave it on for now that I've figured out what's going on. Ms. Popple, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for returning to answer some additional questions. I would like to show you a series of photographs, and I believe there is no objection to these photos.
Are they exhibits?
They are exhibits.
All right.
And the photos are going to be 166 through 173.
All right. There's no objection to their admission?
No objection, Your Honor.
Okay. They're admitted. You may publish.
Okay. Ms. Popple, do you see that photograph there that's on your screen and I'm showing you State's Exhibit 166?
Yes, I do.
What is that a photo of?
This is a photo of dummy rounds that were removed from a box that was located in the prop truck, and then they were laid out on brown paper and re-photographed.
And I'm going to show you what's already been admitted as State's Exhibit 48A. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
What is that, and how does it relate to the photo that we just looked at?
These are those same rounds while they were still in the foam insert.
And are these the rounds that came out of the box that had the blue Sharpie writing on the label?
Yes.
I'm showing you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 167. Can you tell us what we're looking at here?
Yes, this is a box of live rounds that were collected from PDQ.
And is one of them dissimilar than the others?
Yes, in the bottom corner, one of them has a silver primer.
Can you talk about this one over here?
Yes.
Was that the only live round with a silver primer that you found at PDQ?
No.
I'm going to show you State's Exhibit 168. Tell us how this photograph relates to the previous photo, this one here, 167. What's 168?
These are those same rounds removed from the box and laid out.
Do you know which of these has the silver primer?
It would be one of the rounds that's by itself.
One of these over here?
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of the shape of the projectile, is the shape of the projectile similar to the live rounds that were found on the set of rust?
No.
Is the head stamp of the round, and in fact, let's move to State's Exhibit 169. Is that a close-up of that live round?
Yes.
Is the head stamp of this live round the same as the head stamp of the live rounds from the set of rust?
No.
State's Exhibit 170, what are we looking at here?
These were additional rounds that were located at PDQ that had silver and color primers.
And are the head stamps the same as the live rounds found on the set of rust?
No.
State's Exhibit 171, what's this?
This is a top view of those same live rounds located at PDQ with the silver primer.
Is the projectile shape the same as the live rounds that were found on the set of rust?
No.
The live rounds with silver primers that came from PDQ, how many did you find?
Say that one more time.
How many live rounds at PDQ with silver primers did you discover and photograph?
10.
10 out of all of them?
Yes.
Okay. And have we looked at all of them this morning?
Yes.
State's Exhibit 172, what is this?
This is the outside of a ammunition box that was located in Lieutenant Benavidez's vehicle.
And based on your experience in this case, do you know what kind of ammunition that box contained?
This contained blank rounds.
Okay. And State's Exhibit 173, what is this?
This is the outside of an ammunition box that was located on top of the cart.
And what kind of ammunition was inside this box?
There were blanks inside this box.
I'm going to show you what is previously entered into evidence as State's Exhibit 4. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
The box that we just looked at, can you tell us where it is on the cart?
Yes, it's off to the side.
Is it this one right here?
Yes, where your cursor is.
Okay, all right, thank you. I'll pass the witness.
Cross-examine.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
Ms. Popple, so you testified earlier you all found 10 live rounds, and that was in the search that occurred approximately 1 month after the shooting, is that right?
Yes.
So again, you have no idea what happened in the month in which went by that you all weren't there to search, right?
Correct.
Now, State's Exhibit 4, you testified at the end, you looked at that exhibit and told the jury where that box was on the card. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Now, it's also been your prior testimony, is it not, that you put that box back on the card from Benavidez's vehicle. Is that right?
No.
Okay. Was that box there before?
Yes.
Okay. So that wasn't one of the two boxes that were removed from Benavidez's vehicle and put back on?
Correct. Those were placed in a brown paper bag and secured in the scene.
Okay. Your Honor, if I may approach to show some exhibit. Now, I'm going to show you first what's marked as Exhibit Q, Defense Q, and ask if you recognize that.
Yes, I recognize it.
Did you take that photograph?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Your Honor, I'd move Defense Q into evidence.
No objection to any of these.
All right, Defense.
Thank you, Counsel. So then I will move in, Your Honor, defendants R through D as well.
R through what?
D as in David. It goes all the way through R through Z, and then A, A, B, B, C, C, and D.
Just so that they can. Yes. All right, so Q through Z, and then A, A, B, B, C, C, D, D.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, they're admitted. You may publish.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am. First, I've got defendant's cue, and I want to show you that picture.
You might want to move that microphone closer to you.
Oh, yeah. Ms. Popple, defendant's cue, can you tell the jury what that photograph is?
This was a photo of dummy ammunition that was located at PDQ.
Now, when you say it was dummy ammunition, did you send these to the FBI lab?
No, we did not.
And did you actually seize those and take them to the sheriff's office?
No.
So you took a picture and you concluded they were dummies without getting lab confirmation. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I want to show you next defendant's S. And what is that picture?
I believe this was a box of, you know what, I can't determine it out of context, I apologize.
Okay, but this was something you took at PDQ Props?
I couldn't determine it out of context, I apologize.
It's okay.
I have over 2,000 photographs, and sure. Mostly of ammunition, so.
Defendant's T, can you tell the jury what that is?
This was the outside of the box where live rounds were located at PDQ.
Defendant's W, can you tell the jury what this is?
Could you turn the photo?
Sure, yeah, that'd be easier.
Thank you. This was boxes of ammunition that were located at PDQ. Okay.
Hey, defendant's DD, can you tell the jury what that photo is?
This was another photograph taken at PDQ.
Did you, is this in the state it was in when you, obviously when you got there for the search?
Yes.
What are those items in the back? They're yellow and green. You see at the very top right? What are those things?
I'm not sure, some form of tool.
Did you inspect that tool at all to find out what it was?
I believe that Sergeant Zook assisted with that aspect.
Were there any rounds in this picture?
If you could move it up, just because my portion has lettering underneath it.
Sure, yeah.
There were rounds on the table, yes.
So there is, and just to describe, there's rounds laying in a mix of all kinds of stuff. I don't even know what to call it. Is that clutter? Would that be a good word?
There were a large amount of items on the table.
Okay. What is the green cans? What are those?
I don't recall what the green cans were.
Okay. And what is that brown canister in the middle, or whatever that is, a box?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Okay, I should point this thing right here.
The black box that's there, I don't recall what it was.
Did you all pick up these and look under them? Pick up the clutter and look under it?
Yes, items were moved.
Okay. So if you found anything under it, can you tell us what that was?
Nothing located underneath it was collected by us.
Okay. What are those manuals in the top right? Did you look at those?
I don't recall what those manuals were.
Did you determine whether there was any equipment or other tools within the PDQ Props?
If there were tools?
Equipment, first of all, like machines.
I don't recall there being machines. I mean, there were some miscellaneous tools.
Okay. Do you know what a reloading machine is?
I know what it is, yes.
Okay. I'm going to show you the defendant's you. Again, I'm going to show you that those items I was talking about, the yellow and green, and seeing those closer, does that refresh your memory as to whether you might have seen what those were?
It does not. I did not inspect those items personally.
Okay. Now, I'm going to show you again defendant's W. Do you remember seeing on any of these boxes that you looked through or inspected the JS initials?
Yes, multiple boxes had JS initials.
I'm going to show you defendant's V. Ma'am, what is this picture that we're looking at?
I don't recall exactly where this picture originated from.
I'm going to show you defendant's X. Can you tell the jury what this picture is?
These are more ammo boxes that were located at PDQ.
Now, did you find any written inventory system in the paperwork that you might have inspected at this search?
I did not myself, no.
Did you determine whether there was any computerized inventory system that kind of cataloged where things were?
That I do not know.
I'm going to show you defendant's V. Better turn it right side up. Defendant's V, can you tell the jury what that is?
These were more ammunition boxes located at PDQ.
Were you able to ascertain any type of system, just staring at everything, as to how these were arranged?
They seemed to be arranged by ammo type.
And were they all kind of put in together? Did you ever see bags of rounds put in by boxes?
I don't recall.
I'm going to show you defendant's AA. Does that appear to be bags of rounds by boxes?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, that was how it was when you took this picture at the search, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then I have, let me see, Judge, just 1 second. Okay, Your Honor, I have no more questions.
Redirect.
Ms. Popple, when you were at PDQ, you were there pursuant to a search warrant, is that right?
Yes.
And did the search warrant let you take from that property anything you wanted to?
No, it had restrictions.
What were the restrictions of the warrant?
We were looking specifically for live ammunition in a .45 caliber.
Okay. .45 caliber live ammunition?
Yes.
Okay. Did you take all of the .45 caliber live ammunition from PDQ into evidence?
Yes.
Of all of the .45 caliber live ammunition that you took from PDQ, was any of it similar to the live rounds found on the set of Rust?
No.
I'm going to show you what was marked as Defendant's Exhibit Z. Were all of those boxes taken into evidence?
No.
Why not?
Because they did not contain .45 caliber live rounds.
Thank you. I'm going to show you what is marked as Defendant's Exhibit AA. Do you see that?
Yes.
These bags I'm a little reluctant to call them ammunition, but what appears to be at a minimum brass casings, were those taken into evidence?
No.
Why not?
Because they were not 45 caliber live ammunition.
As you look at that photo, do you know whether they were live ammunition at all?
No, I don't believe they were.
Okay. I don't have anything further. Thank you.
You're excused. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait. Can I have this? Let me keep moving with Mr. Ball. Do you swear affirm under penalty of law that the testimony you'll give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have a seat talking to the microphone. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ms. Smith, go ahead and state your full name for the record.
Rebecca Smith.
And Ms. Smith, in October of 2021, how were you employed?
I was employed as Key Craft Services.
Was that on the set of Rust?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you explain to the jury what Key Craft Services does?
Key Craft Services is basically a set mom. I show up and make sure that coffee is ready for everybody, that everybody has snacks and hydration. If they run out of sunscreen, if they run out of chapstick, they come to me.
And what hotel were you staying at when you were working on the set of Rust?
The Inn at Santa Fe.
And was Ms. Gutierrez also staying there?
Yes, ma'am.
During the time that the two of you were both working on the set of Rust, did you get to know her?
Know her? No. I had a chance to sit with her once or twice, but not really get to know her.
Okay. Would you say she was more of an acquaintance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Ms. Smith, were you present at the hotel the evening of October 21st, 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
And at some point that evening, did you go to Ms. Gutierrez's hotel room?
Yes.
And why did you do that?
Court and I forget what his name was, but the set steward were in her hotel room and needed to go to the store to get something and did not want to leave her alone, so they called me and asked me to come up to her room.
Okay, and did you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you stay with Ms. Gutierrez for a little while?
Yes, ma'am.
And then at some point, did you leave?
Yes.
Did anything unusual happen when you left Ms. Gutierrez's room?
Yes. She asked me if I could hold on to something for her. I said yes. She put it in my hand, and I walked out as there was a knock on the door.
And after you left the room, did you look to see what she had placed in your hand?
Yes.
And can you describe, without making any assumptions about what it was, can you just describe what you saw in your hand?
Yes. It was a clear Ziploc baggie with a green small Ziploc baggie inside, and there was powder inside the green baggie.
What color was the powder?
White.
If I want you to compare this to like a sugar packet that you
it
would...
was definitely not sugar.
No. I'm sorry. Let me get my question out.
Okay.
I want to have a discussion about how much was in the green part. And I want you to compare it to a sugar packet that you would open and put in coffee or tea.
Okay.
How many of those do you think it was?
Maybe 4 or 5.
Okay. And Ms. Smith, how old are you?
I'm 51.
And when you were a younger person, did you have an opportunity to use the drug cocaine?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a recovering addict.
Are you familiar with what cocaine looks like?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you familiar with the way that cocaine is packaged?
Yes, ma'am.
Based on that experience, what did you believe to be in the bag?
I believed it to be cocaine.
And what did you do with it?
I threw it in the hallway trash can before even going downstairs to my hotel room.
And why did you throw it in the hallway trash can?
Because, like I said, I am a recovering addict. I can't, first and foremost, have it in my possession. And second, I was really very offended, and I didn't want anything to do with the situation anymore.
Okay. After October 21st passes, did you receive any text message communications from Ms. Gutierrez?
Yes. Several.
And generally speaking, what was the theme of those messages?
I want my stuff back.
Other than the bag containing the green bag, containing the white powder, other than that item, did you have anything else that belonged to Ms. Gutierrez?
No, ma'am.
Did you bring this information to the attention of law enforcement?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Like I said, I didn't want to be involved in the situation if I didn't have to be.
Okay. And how long after the incident do you think it was before someone reached out to you to talk to you about this?
I believe it was about September of 2023 when you contacted me about it.
And I personally called you?
Yes, ma'am. Texted, I believe it was.
Okay. And did you tell me on that day what you have testified to today?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll pass the witness.
Prosecutor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ms. Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, ma'am, that night when you went to Ms. Gutierrez-Reed hotel room, you were called over and Ms. Gutierrez-Reed was distraught, correct?
Yes.
Now, you were called over and there were, you could see she was visibly distraught, couldn't you?
Yes.
And didn't you say that you would stay with her that night, make sure she was okay?
I said I would stay with her for a little bit, yes, until court and the steward came back.
Okay. And at the time you left, had they gotten back?
No.
So before they got back, despite your word earlier, you left?
Yes.
Okay. Did Ms. Gutierrez-Reed also go to your room that night?
No.
Now, your testimony is that the last time you used cocaine was approximately 20 years old. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So that would have been, I think, 31 years ago?
Yes.
And since then, thankfully, you've been clean. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So you have not seen that substance in 31 years. That's fair to say?
No, that's not fair to say.
Okay.
I have seen it, just not used it.
Okay. Now, You stated on direct examination that you believed it to be cocaine.
Yes.
And do you recall stating at one point that you said it could be cocaine or meth?
I don't recall saying that, no.
Okay, do you recall at your pretrial interview being asked the question, what was in those baggies? Inside the green, well, inside the snack baggie was the green baggie. Inside the green baggie was a white powdery substance, which I knew to be cocaine, or I mean, it could have been meth or something too.
It could have.
Okay.
But I don't believe that it was, nor did I state that I believed it was. I just said that it could be.
And that was my question. I'm just asking if you said it could have been meth too.
Correct.
So in reality, it could have been a number of other white powders. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
Do you know what creatine looks like?
No.
Protein powder?
Yes, because I work in craft services.
Okay. And we could go through a whole list of items, but there's a lot of white powder, powder sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yes.
Correct? Okay. So the reality is you have a belief, but you don't know for certain what was in that bag, do you?
Correct.
Now, that was never tested?
No.
And that was never provided to law enforcement?
No.
How long did you hold that baggie before you threw it in the trash?
I didn't make it all the way down the hallway.
So, how many feet do you think that was that you walked?
I don't even know how many feet the hallway is long, so...
Can you look at the courtroom and estimate, just telling us?
Possibly to the distance of the gentleman in the blue suit.
Okay, is he seated
right
at council
here,
table?
Yes.
So would you agree with me that's about 20, 25 feet?
Sure.
Okay. So you walked 20, 25 feet, and were you looking at that bag the whole time, or were you having it down by your side?
At first it was down by my side, and then I... of course, raised my hand to look.
Okay, now, weren't you walking past some police officers, too?
Men in uniform. Not sure whether they were police officers.
Well, what do the uniforms look like?
They could have been armed security. I did not see an actual badge, so I could not say for sure that they were police. They were men in uniform. In either security or police.
Well, do you recall being asked the question, why didn't you just hand it back to her? And you said, because I didn't want to do anything in front of the police. On page 19 of your interview?
Yes.
So at that time at your interview, you indicated they were police.
I indicated that I believed that they were police, yes.
No, you didn't say believe. You said, because I didn't want to do anything in front of the police. So were they police or not?
I don't know.
So you walk down 25 feet, you look up at it, and then you throw it in the trash. Is that right?
I looked at it and then waited for the trash can, of course. I didn't throw it on the floor or anything, so I did have to wait for the trash can to be there.
Sure. So you, in fairness... you probably had 5 seconds to look at this bag. Is that about right?
Yes.
So you had a 5-second glance through a white baggie and a green baggie, and you then based your conclusion on that. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you also said that you thought this was about 4 to 5 sugar packets.
Correct.
Okay. Well, do you recall previously stating that this, you didn't know what the weight was?
Correct.
And do you recall indicating that it could be a couple of pounds?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, do you recall being asked a question, so you have no experience with weight, and you testify... well, I don't know what it weighed. I mean, it looked could be an 8-ball, but I don't even know what an 8-ball weighs. So, I mean, that's like asking me how much this weighs. I don't know. It's a couple of pounds. You want to see this?
No, I don't need to see it. What I was referring to was a body armor that I had already opened and taken a couple of drinks of, and I held it up and said, I don't know what this weighs. Maybe a pound or two. That was in reference to the body armor, not to the baggies.
Okay, well, in reality, in a five-second glance, would you agree with me, you have no idea what the weight was?
Correct.
Okay. And you really, other than your guess, you have no idea for certain what was in that bag?
Correct.
May I just have one moment? Ma'am, last question. Do you recall in those text messages between you and Ms. Gutierrez-Reed, she at one point asked you back for her things? Plural?
Yes.
Okay. And so things is more than one, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Redirect.
Ms. Smith, have you ever seen powdered sugar packaged like that?
Never.
Have you ever seen regular sugar packaged like that?
Never.
Have you seen cocaine packaged like that?
Yes.
You were asked some questions about your contact with Ms. Gutierrez inside the room. Did you, when you were in there, in Ms. Gutierrez's room visiting with her, did you speak with her?
Yes.
Did she mention to you that she was extremely worried about Ms. Hutchins and Ms. Hutchins' death?
No, ma'am.
What specifically did she say to you when you were in her room with regard to any concerns that she had?
She was concerned about her career. She was concerned about being prosecuted because somebody got shot.
All right. Nothing further. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. May I ask one more question?
Can we approach real quick?
Yes.
Ma'am, you were the one that told Ms. Gutierrez-Reed that night that Helena had passed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Nothing further, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you. Your excuse.
Thank you.
Next witness.
Let me look at the list. Give me just 1 second. Mm-hmm. State will call Seth Penny.
All rise.
All right, thank you. We're in recess. We'll once you get back here at 5:00, okay? Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Law and Crime's Jesse Weber here. Thank you so much for watching our coverage of the Rust trial of Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. You know, this case makes me think about how people get hurt in all kinds of situations that should not happen. And if you do get injured, it is so important to know your rights and whether you should be compensated. That's why I want to highlight the official sponsor of this week's live trial coverage, Morgan & Morgan. They are actually the largest injury law firm in the whole country. And if you're going to take on big insurance companies that often lowball insurance offers in these cases, you need a big firm that's willing to fight. I mean, in the past couple of months, Morgan & Morgan saw verdicts of $12 million in Florida, $6.8 million in New York, and $26 million in Philadelphia. Now, mind you, these are all considerably higher than the highest insurance offers for these accidents. But what also makes Morgan & Morgan so special is that they have completely modernized the process for their clients. They make it super easy because you submit your claim, you upload documents, you talk to your whole legal team, all on your smartphone. That's it. You can see if you have a case in just a few minutes. And in terms of price, you only pay them if you win. There's no upfront fee. Maybe it's not that surprising that 3 million people call them every year. So if you're ever injured in an accident, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. You can submit a claim in 8 clicks or less without even having to leave your couch. To start your claim, visit forthepeople.com/lawandcrimelive.
More raw courtroom audio from the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial is on the way.
Press subscribe so you don't miss a moment.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.